రామాయ రామభద్రాయ రామచంద్రాయ వేదసే రఘునాథాయ నాథాయ సీతాయ పతయే నమః. యుద్ధకాండ చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 11, ది కౌన్సిల్ ఆఫ్ రావణ. ది రెసిటేషన్ బిగిన్స్ నౌ. బై క్యారింగ్ అవే సీత, రావణ హెడ్ ఎర్న్ ది అబ్హోరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్. No one spoke against Vibhishana, hence he took it that Prahastha and the other ministers did not support his own stand. His love for Sita clouded his mind and made it a prey to endless anxiety. The day had gone by when he should take counsel with his ministers. Yet, in his folly, he believed that that was the proper time for consulting his ministers and counselors. Then Ravana circumambulated his huge car, stepped into it, and proceeded to the hall of audience. His chariot was fit with golden windows and adorned with gems and coral. Well-trained horses of noble breed were harnessed to it. The sound of its wheels was like the roar of cloud banks. Guards, variously attired and decorated, and bearing swords and shields, marched before, behind, and on either side of the king. Others came, falling in the rear, some in cars, some on lordly elephants, some upon lightly prancing steeds, armed with clubs, bars, shaktis, tomara, axe and trident. Conches, war drums and other instruments filled the quarters with the music. The thundering of the chariot wheels caused the quarters to tremble. He drove along the royal road, bright with the varied wealth of the world. Above his head shone the imperial umbrella, white like the moon. Chariots of pure white with crystal handles, fastened with gold wire, were waved on either side. Vast crowds packed the streets and with joint palms shouted, "Hail! Victory!" And Ravana, shining in the splendor of his person, came to his council chamber. It was adorned with pillars of gold and silver, fashioned auspiciously according to the highest rules of sculpture. It was inlaid in the middle with flawless crystal and was covered with carpets embroidered with gold. It was Maya, the Asura, that laid it out with most anxious care. 600 Pisachas guarded it night and day. Right in the center was a throne made of Vaidurya gems and furnished with the skins of the animal Priyaka and pillows of curious workmanship. And on it reclined the mighty Lord Ravana. Then he turned to messengers, matchless in speed and strength, and said, "Bring me here the best and bravest of the Rakshasas in Lanka. A serious incident has occurred, and tell them we have forthwith to take some appropriate measures." They coursed through Lanka with the speed of lightning and communicated the order of the king to the Rakshasas as they were sleeping or amusing themselves. They hastened to obey the call and proceeded to the council chamber. Some in graceful cars, some on horses and elephants, and others on foot. Lanka shone bright with them, even as the sky covered with eagles. They left their conveyances outside and, like lions entering the mountain cave, walked into the hall. They touched the feet of Ravana and offered their homage. He received them kindly and directed them to seat themselves as their rank and their worth. The high priests on seats of gold, the learned Brahmana sat on seats of sacred grass, and their sons and others on the floor covered with bear rugs, all sat close to the king. Members of the king's advisory council and executive officers thronged the court. They were experts in deciding the expediency of measures. They were equipped with all the qualities that their profession required of them, masters of all science and arts. They knew everything that took place in the country. Heroes, every one of them. They had eyes of wisdom and were gathered there to consider and advance the highest interests of their master. Then Vibhishana came there in an auspicious car, gave out his name and touched the feet of his brother. He was followed by Shuka and Prahastha, who were shown to their seats by Ravana. The Rakshasas were attired gracefully and decked with ornaments fashioned of gold and gems. The vast hall was filled with delicious perfume from incense, sandal paste and garlands. None there spoke above his breath. None spoke a word out of place. None uttered a lie. There was no bustle. They were terrible in strength and valor, having achieved every wish of their heart. And the Lord of Lanka, surrounded by his ministers, mighty, noble, and heroic, shone like Indra in the midst of his Vasus. Mangalam Kushli Indraya Mahaniya Gunavde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.